This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, February 21st. The FCC has invited comments on a notice of proposed rulemaking, which said the FCC would examine the current rules for the 5.9 GHz band. The FCC proposes to make 5.850 through 5.895 GHz available for unlicensed operations and to authorize transportation-related communication technologies to use 5.895 through 5.925 GHz. The FCC is not proposing to delete or otherwise amend the 5-centimeter secondary amateur radio allocation at 5.650 through 5.925 GHz, part of which includes the 75 MHz under consideration. Comments are due by March 6th and reply comments are due by April 6th. ARRL will be filing comments supporting no change to 5.850 through 5.925 GHz for amateurs as included in the FCC proposal. Over the March 14th through 15th weekend, members of the Shepparton and District Amateur Radio Club in Australia will be on the air as VI3RA, connecting their transceivers to the Curtin Array and rhombic antennas at the former Radio Australia site in Shepparton. Radio Australia ceased transmitting from the site in 2017. VI3RA will operate on 40, 30, 20, 17, and 15 meters. According to Club President Peter Wrench, VK3FPSR, quote, "Local amateurs will be given the unique opportunity to explore the use of high-gain antennas whilst giving amateurs throughout the world a unique opportunity to contact a station using such high-gain antennas. This is a rare opportunity for amateur radio operators who are only allowed a peak output power of 400 watts in Australia when compared to 100 kilowatts of Radio Australia transmitters. We expect to get a gain of 15 dB on the lower frequencies and at least 20 dB on 21 megahertz," unquote. The 5 MHz GB3WES beacon in Westmoreland, England, on 5.290 MHz, will be closing down on March 11, 2020, when its notice of variation expires. The beacon began service on October 30, 2004. At the time, it was one of a chain of 3 UK 5 MHz propagation research beacons. The others were GB3RAL in Oxfordshire, already shut down, and GB3ORK in Orkney, which will be the sole remaining beacon after GB3WES ceases transmission. In DX news, the W8S de-expedition to Swains Island in the Pacific, set to take place in mid-March, has been postponed until fall as a result of travel restrictions imposed on individuals entering American Samoa stemming from the recent coronavirus outbreak. The Department of Health allows non-residents to enter American Samoa only via Hawaii after a 14-day mandatory quarantine in Hawaii, and the de-expedition was unable to accommodate that requirement. The VP-8PJ de-expedition is underway in the South Orkney Islands and will be there until March 6th. 6W7-ON4AVT is still active from Senegal and should remain there until the end of March. He is operating primarily FT8. Until February 24th, you can work 8Q7HK in the Maldives on 80 through 15 meters. Starting today, you can pick up V47JA in St. Kitts and Nevis. If you need the Ivory Coast, TU5PCT will be on the air from February 24th through the 29th. The 5H3AX operation in Tanzania will start February 24th and continue through the end of March. And the JD1 team on Ogasawara will be on the air from February 25th through March 5th. For special event operations, you have just tomorrow, February 22nd, to work K7T at the Titan Missile Museum in Tucson, Arizona. This weekend, listen for WS7G operating from Moses Lake, Washington, in celebration of George Washington's birthday. And looking ahead to February 26th, W7ASL will be on the air for Snowbird Field Day from Mesa, Arizona. For complete details, see page 90 in the February issue of QST Magazine.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
After a long decline in the health of its batteries, AO85 has gone silent, as the satellite has been in a period of full illumination and still not heard. The batteries are presumed to have deteriorated to the point of not being able to power the transmitter. The satellite was launched October 8, 2015, and led to the Fox family of satellites. Now development continues with the Golf family. Thanks to Drew, KO4MA, AMSAT VP of Operations, for this update. As one satellite leaves us, another has started its journey. HuskySat 1 was deployed January 31st. So far, it has marked some milestones in its life. After deployment, the HuskySat turned on and deployed its antennas on the first attempt. It began transmitting in safe mode. About 2 hours after this, it was heard by students at the University of Washington ground station when it was changed to an operational mode. With the help of AMSAT and hams around the world, the health of the satellite has been tracked through telemetry. The camera payload was activated and transmitted a picture this past weekend. These are all steps in commissioning the satellite for amateur use. This story came to us from Paige Northway of the HuskySat 1 team and Jerry, N0JY, AMSAT VP of Engineering. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, February 21st. There are no sunspots, but geomagnetically speaking, things are pretty quiet. Any disruptions to the HF bands in the days to come should be pretty minor. With calm conditions, this would be a good time to hunt DX on the lower bands. On VHF and UHF, there is a hot zone of strong band openings in the forecast along the entire California coast, and hams in Florida and southern Georgia may see some action as well in the coming days.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.